Well, this recording is being made by Tom Wilson for the Webster County Historical Museum. Go ahead.
I don't know what this is.
Your name. Just mention your name and where you were born, when, and folks, and so on, and all that.
This is Sam Wilson. I was born in Virginia in 1872. 27th day of October. We came here to this country in 75. We landed there in Hastings. We stayed there all night and moved down here to this old home place the next day.
How did you travel from Virginia to Hastings?
We traveled from Virginia to Hastings. We came there on a train. And we got two horses in Hastings. No lumber wagon. We moved down here in an old dugout.
Were you the only child in that? Were you the only child in the family at that time?
No. All the others, yes, not yet. It was, three girls. The days Dell and Dell and I were born in Virginia.
Now, did your father take a timber claim?
He took a timber claim and find the rights he took on. And we had a little quarter, I think, we probably had the right.
Yeah. And you say you moved into a dugout.
We lived in the dugout, sir.
Yes. Has your father come before and made the dugout, or?
No. I had an uncle, sure. And he had a place all ready for us when we got here.
What was your uncle's name?
My uncle was Albert Wilson. Turned was up down in the dugout.
And they had dugout.
Yeah, they had the dugout.
What was the first recollection that you have of this country? You were a little more than 2 years old when your folks came here.
I was three.
What's the first thing that you remember about the new country?
Well, sir, I wasn't but in, I don't know what you mean, but that took me to town one time. I went along with him. And, those days, all we had was rattlesnakes, deer, antelope, geese, and ducks, and the Indians. Well, that took me long with me until that child got there. And the old girl there had a bump on her back. And so, I didn't know what that bump was. And once in a while, the thing would move a little bit, kick or something. So I kept fooling around. And that old Indian got between that and me, and I took a homestead. I thought, all right. I thought I was going to. Turned out to be all right.
Well, what was that? But was that love that you saw move?
Why, that then he had a path.
It was a path move.
Yes, sir.
What other early recollections do you have, God? Were there other Virginians besides your own family that came at the time the Air Force did?
No, there was, I think. I couldn't tell you for sure, but I think Mr. Ramey and Mr. Cather, Mr. Lockhart, they come here for me.
Now, you mentioned that your uncle Clarence and Uncle Albert came before you.
Yeah, they come for me, yes.
How long before?
Well, I think I won't say for sure that we came here at Ironman in the spring, and they assured we'd come here in the fall.
Did all three of the Wilson, your two uncles and your father, all settle here in Catherton Precinct?
They what?
Did they all take claims? Or timber claims here in Catherton?
Yeah, Uncle Clarence took his claim. And then he had two claims, had two quarters. And Uncle Albert had one quarter.
Uncle Albert was the one that drowned later. Your Uncle Albert was the one that was drowned.
Yeah, that's the quarter he had.
Oh yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
Now, what other settlers were here when your folks came in this
immediate area? The mom, Mr. Cather, was here, and Mr. George Cather, his wife is here, and I know they had two dogs, two kids.
Yeah.
And, Charlie Cather came, he must have come a year or two later than that. And, they hit on the quarter, I had the quarter yesterday, that's where they live. Old Mr. Kelly come, old Mr. Kelly, and that's old Mr. Kelly, and his wife came here, and I knew one of his sisters, George Kelly.
Red eye hair?
There's two of them, I don't know for sure.
Were there other about the Coopers and Markers?
Huh?
How about the Coopers and Markers?
Oh, they came later.
They came later.
They came later.
Do you remember where your folks got their mail when they first came?
Well, I'll tell you, I just can't wait.
The Otto Post Office, is that organized? Is that the Otto Post Office?
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, no, it's what it is. Well, that first office, if I remember right, I think the first plane we had carried out of here is over here, Cooper's had the post office. And Mr. Payne, over that, oh, Mr. Payne, oh, Mr. Ed Payne, I think he had that post office prison, and he took his guy. He took him on it, and then he went up to Peterson's.
Did Mrs. Marker have it for a year or so?
Huh?
Did Mrs. Marker have it for a year or so?
Yeah, he had the post office there too. I forgot about him. He had the post office there for a while.
What other early recollections do you have, Ron, of the country? go to school.
I'm the school, I'm where the school house is right now.
The New Virginia School.
Yes, sir.
Remember who your first teacher was?
Yes, sir. She's, Mrs. Brooks.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And then the next teacher we had is Mrs. Brooks.
And when did you start veterinary work in the county, Bob?
71 years ago.
And you still are doing veterinary work, aren't you?
Somehow, just a little bit.
Isn't that a state record?
Yeah.
Isn't that a state record?
No, I don't know. I think it is. I traveled from Boston to Brooklyn, out of my drive. North and south, and more than 11 until after I'm hosting.
11 to hosting, from south to north. And what direction from east and west?
Well, that goes from Boston to Brooklyn.
From Boston to Brooklyn. You've covered all that area.
71 years.
That's a remarkable record, I have to say, Don. Have you enjoyed working with the farmers in all those 71 years?
Yes.
Have you enjoyed working with the farmers in all those 71 years?
Yes. It's going to be no better.
You've enjoyed it.
Sure, I did. You know, all the kids in the world. Very few, very, very few. One of the best in the world.
That's fine, Con. Who were some of the younger people who went to school when you did?
Only one Martin had. I had two or three kids. And Robert had kids, both all three of them, had boys. He took his two. And Henry Lambert, Fred Lambert, and their brother. All in school.
About how many pupils were in school?